This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
But your will be done. I'm telling you, you will suffer as a Christian. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 13 to 18. I might not read all of this. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 13 to 18. And listen to this. It says, "And who is he that will harm you if ye be followers of that which is good?" That's a question. "But if ye suffer for righteous' sake, happy are ye. And be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts." And here we go, right here. Oh my. "And be ready to always give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you, with meekness and fear, having a good conscience, that whereas they speak evil of you as evildoers, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conversation in Christ. For it is better if the will of God be so that ye suffer for well-doing than evil doing. For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, and being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit." There we have it. Whenever we are being persecuted for Christ, he says, "But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you the reason of hope that is in you, with meekness and fear." Are you ready to give an answer for the hope that lieth within you? Or are you ashamed? It's sad, many people claiming to be Christians, when you ask them how to be saved, they can't even tell you. People don't even know that they're saved. They are ashamed of Christ. They're not ready to give an answer. I'm telling you, if he's telling you to be ready, you need to get ready. And how do you get ready? By accepting Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 16 to 17 says this. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 16 to 17. It says, "Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. For the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end of them that obey not the gospel of God?" Wow. You see right there. If you suffer as a Christian, you will suffer as a Christian. And he said, don't be ashamed, but glorify God on this behalf. And he was telling us that judgment must begin at the house of God. We're always wondering why all this stuff is going on. It's sad to say there's so many Christians in the closet. You don't even know that they're Christians. By their action, they're blending in with the world. They're ashamed of Christ. You know, one of the things, I'm on a business social media, and I put on my profile a Bible scripture right at the top. And people say, "Wow, this is going to deter people from looking at you. This is going to mess up your reputation." Let me tell you something. I have no reputation. We must die to ourselves. If I do not represent Christ, I am most miserable. I'm nothing without Christ. I want you to understand that if I try to please the world, I have really given my life over into the world. The scripture said, "What shall a man gain if he gained the whole world and lose his soul?" Let me tell you something. In every aspect of your life, Christ should be the center. Am I ashamed?
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.